Agora uma boa. So, my name is Tuomas Airaksinen, and like Tero said, I'm here PhD, and I will talk today about multi-objective muffler shape optimization with hybrid acoustic modeling. I'm talking about mufflers. Mufflers are components that try to attenuate noise as well as possible at specific frequency ranges. For example, target applications are exhaust and ventilation systems, where we want to utilize these mufflers. And for good muffler, there are certain requirements and restrictions. First of all, they have to provide sufficient noise attenuation, and they have to have only a small pressure drop, and also there are space restrictions that apply sometimes. The mufflers that I am talking about are based on reactive noise attenuation, which means that we try to find correct size in order to attenuate just the noise with correct sizing, such that outgoing noise is cancelled. By finding a correct size for this muffler, we obtain a good attenuation at desired frequency ranges. By numerical simulation model and optimization algorithm, it is possible to obtain a good sizing automatically. Like there has been already in some presentations, we are modeling acoustics by Helmholtz equation, where there are variables P is pressure fluctuation amplitude and K is wave number, where omega is angular frequency and C is speed of sound. And then there is this rho, which is density of medium. For this specific case, we are doing the modeling of acoustics in this kind of duct component, muffler component. Okay, so in this muffler, there is first of all inlet duct, as in this figure, and then there is this muffler, and then there is outlet duct. And this inlet duct and outlet ducts are regular shape, for example, cylindrical, and this muffler component can have an arbitrary shape. And the wave propagation in these inlet and outlet ducts is represented as a series of wave-shaped basis functions. And in this muffler component, we apply finite element method, which is flexible with respect to shapes and materials. And by the coupled solution, we call hybrid method, where we have coupled the solutions between these three parts. And for example, in certain shape of these regular ducts, we can find even analytic solution here. So we couple analytic solution to this finite element solution practically. First experiment that I have made is that I validated this hybrid model. And here I have used experimental data that is found in this paper here. And then we made simulations in this kind of muffler component, simple muffler component. And here we compare the transmission loss as a function of frequency for experiments. There is this green line, and for simulation results are this blue line. And as we see, there is very good correspondence between these two lines. And we can conclude from this that this hybrid method is very good and accurate for these purposes. Okay, so we want to consider some model-based shape optimization on these mufflers. So first of all, optimization problem is defined by objective functions that we want to minimize. And because we are considering multi-objective optimization, we have many objective functions that are minimized simultaneously. And here we want to reduce noise, so at multiple frequency ranges. So we have a multi-objective optimization problem, and we do the optimization by adjusting shape parameters that are related to these muffler components. We are using optimization as an optimization method. We are using NSGA2, and there are certain benefits that apply for genetic algorithms, and they are very good for these kind of problems because they are easily connected to these different simulation methods, and they are not very sensitive to the properties of the objective functions that may be difficult in certain cases. So for model-based optimization, there is this simple cycle. First of all, we need to parameterize the geometric model somehow. With certain parameters, we are modifying the geometry, and the mesh generator uses these parameters to generate correct mesh, and then we can solve the computational model. And from this computation model, we can solve the objective functions. And then optimization algorithm is run until we have a satisfactory solution or group of Pareto optimal solutions. As a objective functions, I have been using this kind of objective functions. These are practically mean values of the transmission loss between these frequency ranges. So TL here is the transmission loss value with parameter x, which is a vector of parameters. And TL max is limiting value of transmission loss, which is required for this optimization method to work, because there might be infinite peaks in these objective functions. And these frequency ranges are in vectors like these are discrete vectors where we have discrete number of frequencies where we are doing the optimization. Then the optimization method gives this energy to gives this kind of group of solutions. Here we have as x-axis the first fitness or objective function, and on the y-axis we have a second objective function, and there the user has to decide which one is best with respect to his needs. And yes. As a first example problem, I have used following muffler component. Here we have four shape parameters that we are trying to optimize. Here the first one is the length of this duct, inlet duct inside the muffler, and the second one is the other length of the outlet duct, and then there are third and fourth parameters are the shapes of this elliptical cylinder chamber that is drawn here. And here are the results. We have here the transmission loss as a function of frequency. And as we see, we have been optimizing within these ranges between 4 and 500 and 1,100 and 1,200 hertz. And we see that it is functioning very well. We have been successful by optimization. And here I have another example problem. Here we have, as shape parameters, we have the places of these inlet and outlet ducts, and then again this shape of this chamber. And here we have used the following frequency ranges that are written here. And here is the transmission loss as a function of frequency. And we see here that the optimization has found very good solutions for these optimizations. So, to conclude, I have an effective method to find optimal sizing for mufflers such that good attenuation at two frequency ranges are obtained. We have seen that hybrid method is accurate and reliable method for modeling, and that the presented model-based optimization method is general and not restricted to specific methods and software. This is good point that we could use any optimization, or not any optimization, but some other optimization methods also are very well used, or other simulation method also. And I have submitted paper to Journal of Acoustical Society of America. Okay, thank you.